Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is on the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia. And today we are being challenged and informed that we empty ourselves as Christ did, and we'll hear about it in the second reading today. He emptied himself of all his glory, and this is God, who is the Creator and has decided to come among us, and he didn't want any self-praise, and we are encouraged to imitate him in this manner. The second reading is from the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. I suppose when we look at the second reading, what we are learning about is purity of intention, pure motivation. Motivation which is that we do good deeds, not that others may glorify us, but that they may glorify God in heaven. The Christians should desire to focus their eyes not upon themselves, but on God. There is no room for pride in the eyes of God. There is no greater joy than seeing our efforts at Christian charity rewarded by having the poorer people, either in spirit or financially, lifted up or empowered to do better for themselves. Sometimes, after our efforts to do good for others, we may not see any improvements. But in time, development may be seen. It may not be seen in our lifetime, but we live in the hope that the good we have done will reap some good benefits for others, even if it is in another time and for another generation and for another place. It might not be so important that we be acknowledged. Only it's good to know that a good effect has and will be achieved in the generations to follow. I think this is what happens most of the time. We don't see anything that says that we have been the initial instigators of the good that is happening. There are many examples of this in other experiences in life. I remember in school that I attended, one day when we had no football, I introduced a game that all could play and which I learned at another school. I thought no more about that until one day while playing football with the big boys, I noticed that the other kids who could not be on the teams had continued playing the game which I had introduced. I am so sure that not one of those children remembered who introduced the game. And in a sense, it doesn't matter. But the good had taken place, had taken root, and those kids were finding themselves included in that game, which football mightn't, especially with girls. This is a kind of way of explaining pure motivation. And sometimes the good that we do may not be appreciated or accepted. It might even be ridiculed, but never mind, good will be there eventually. Never mind that no one remembers that it was you who did the good initially. It shouldn't matter. We are not out for self-praise and being appreciated even. This can be hard, and when we don't even get thanks, this is only a sad reflection on the immaturity of the people whom you have helped, and you may never want to demean them in this way and consider them immature. But it is a sort of immaturity when one doesn't see the need to say thanks. It's okay that people don't know us, only what is important is that good is happening in their lives. Jesus won the hearts of people not by blasting them with power, but by showing them a love they could not resist. at the sight of this person who laid aside his glory for the good of people and loved them to the extent of dying for them on a cross. When people worship Jesus Christ, they fall at his feet in wondering love. The greatest nonsense in the world is to be seeking self-glory. There is nothing in pride. It serves no one, even the one who is seeking to be admired. Self-praise, as we say, is no praise. And in the modern world, this has been the one thing that is being sought after, and there is a danger that our next generation will know nothing else. Because if we look at what is most valued is to be a superhero, kicking or carrying a ball of wind over a line and getting what we call these days a score, a goal, a point. Something that is hard to relate to if you come from another culture or from another world. While at the risk of being a spoilsport, I think that to spend our lives seeking at this notice so that everyone knows our name is nonsense and has no future. It can and most likely does lead to emptiness. The opposite is what is described in today's second reading. He emptied himself of his glory and Godhead. Who could be more famous than God, the Creator, walking among us? Yet he didn't seek any notice at all. Many times we hear that even if we were there at the time of Jesus, we might not even notice that he was in our midst. It was when he seemingly died a senseless death that the whole of Christianity took off and became one of the world's greatest religions ever known. Yet, this is not what it's all about either. It is to be nurtured in each person's heart, and there in that secret place, the magnificence of God is manifested in our thoughts and prayers and deeds and refusals to do evil of any kind. The whole aim of Jesus is not his own glory, but God's glory. The aim of Jesus was to serve others, no matter what depths of self-renunciation that service might involve. In the Philemon church, there were those whose aim was to focus men's eyes upon themselves. The aim of Jesus, however, was to focus men's eyes upon God. So the follower of Christ must think always not of himself, but of others. Not of his own glory, but of the glory of God. May Almighty God bless you and help you to have a beautiful Sunday and a beautiful week ahead. It's with prayer and confidence in God's presence and his power. That's what keeps us going. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola, in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you all God's blessings.